Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're sure glad you joined us on this St. Paddy's Day weekend, and we'd like to extend all of you a happy St. Paddy's Day. And we have a great show for you this morning. In fact, we have representation from New Dublin this morning.
Yes, we'll be taking part in that whole program.
So we're glad you joined us. We are Biz Talk. We are sponsored by our local Fox City SCORE chapter here in the Appleton area. Our SCORE chapter is a group of about 43 mentors who and volunteers who actually provide free service to business owners or those who are looking to start their businesses. If you're in that category, one of those two categories, you can check us out at foxcities.score.org. You can find out about our SCORE chapter, all the things that are going on. And we provide free counseling in areas like marketing, IT, banking and finance, accounting, legal, strategic planning, process, manufacturing. We have about 43 volunteer mentors who have expertise in those areas who provide their time free to you to help you succeed. It's for the life of your business. So in addition to the mentoring we do, we also provide some seminars, educational things going on throughout the year, and we just concluded a Simple Steps program. Randy, tell us about the five-step program and what's coming up in the future.
Okay, well, we, as you said, we just finished the Simple Steps program, which is a five-week course on building up your business plan. And we had between around 10 people, 15 people at the meetings. And I think we've got about three or four that are about ready to start their business. So
Great. Very
successful situation. We cover all the areas like you just mentioned. We start with just the basics, go through the different types of business structure. Do a whole session on marketing, including social media and website usage. We also then do a session strictly on the financial planning, what the documents mean, what is a cash flow statement, what's income and expense, what's an asset and liability statement, and how you use them, not just look at them, but how they become a very, very valuable tool to your business. And then the last segment is always on where do I find the money, which is the question we get from everybody, and you find the money by doing your business plan and having things in good shape. So anyway, it's an excellent program.
It
we
is.
Hope to be coming back with it again in June. We definitely will have it up here, but we may also include the Fond du Lac area. We have a lot of activity going on down there, and we may include them and run a program specially just for the Fond du Lac area. So if you're down there, keep an eye on our website. The foxcities.score.org website, we post everything that's on there as far as when the programs are, what they're all about, and how to register for them.
Right. Randy does a really good job with those Simple Steps programs, and I want to give him a little credit for that. He works really hard on those. He MCs 5 weeks in a row. He's done that for about 3-4 years now. You probably have quite a few hours logged in. So thanks, Randy, for all your support on that and putting all those programs together and emceeing that stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing it and meet some really, really great people who are starting their business. The other programs we've got coming up while we're on here, the next one coming up is going to be on the Affordable Health Care Act. That's something near and dear to everybody's
heart.
Otherwise
known as Obamacare.
Correct. And that is going to be on May 6th coming up. It will be from 8 until 11. We're going to be holding it out at the Bordini Center. That's the Fox Valley Technical Venture Center. And registration's at 7:30. Our program starts at 8. It's only going to be $15 for this particular program, and we have three very high-powered speakers who are going to be there, including Linda Heinz, who is a member of Employee Benefit Administrative Services. She actually helps agents understand what all of the rules and so on are. We're also going to include John Ulnus from the Ulnus Health Insurance here in Wellness. He talks about the areas for the individual who's looking at health care. And then we're also going to have Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling, accountants, to take a CPA's look at what this really means to your bottom line and how to look at it. So it's going to be an excellent three-hour program with breakfast included. And we hope to have it in May. And by that time, we hope to have some pretty clear pictures as what all is going to be going on with the Affordable Health Care Act, because as you know, this thing is changing daily.
Oh, yeah. So, it's going to be May 6th, as you indicated, out at the Bordini Center. Linda Hines is also, in addition to what you mentioned, her membership there, she's a nationally acclaimed authority on the IRS regulations and the health care bill, and she works with business owners around the country. So she's very gracious in giving us some of her precious time to come here to Appleton to help us with this presentation. It's going to be really a good turnout. We're expecting a pretty good crowd. There's been interest expressed already.
Yeah, get out there and register as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Okay, the last thing I just want to mention, coming up on the 20th this week, is going to be the Cultivate program. That'll be held over in Neenah at the hotel in downtown
Neenah.
The Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. It is through the Fox Cities Chamber, and they're going to have from 7:30 until 12:30 a number of speakers. Their keynote presentation is going to be on the art of wow, driving extreme client loyalty. In other words, what you need to do to keep your customers loyal and so on, plus a number of breakout sessions, networking lunch and so on. You're invited to go out and register for that at the cultivateevent.com website. So keep that one in mind. Mm-hmm. They still have some room, I understand. So if you want to get out there and register, that'll be coming up on the 20th.
Right. And do you have a scam alert for us this morning? There's always somebody out there trying to scam our money, take our money, get our information.
Oh, yeah.
And we partner with the Better Business Bureau, and they send us some scam alerts. What is it
right
this week?
The newest one is something going on as far as social media is concerned. I don't use it, but if you are familiar with the Snapchart website or social media site, it's designed to pass on pictures, videos, and so on between individuals. And what they're doing is you get a screen that says, of course, congratulations, you're a winner.
Oh, just that pot of gold. Right,
right.
There.
So yeah, just register here and you'll get your prize. The thing is, there is no prize. What you're doing is they are phishing for all of your personal data. It's a way of, number one, getting into your system, and number two, getting all of your background data. The first rule on this one is very simple. You can't win a contest you didn't enter. So if somebody says, congratulations, you have won, and you say, gee, I didn't enter that,
Stop right there.
Turn it off. Run. Do not walk away from this one, because it is. They also are putting some malware onto your telephone, so your iPhones and so on, or onto your computer, which is very, very difficult to get off. So be very, very careful. Like I said, if it's too good to be true, you didn't enter it, you didn't win.
Yeah, and never provide any information over the internet like that.
No
bank, no credit union, no financial institution will ever ask you for personal information on the internet. If they're asking for you or for that information from you, it's a scam. So stop right there. Well, we'd also like to thank our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. We'd like to thank Fox Communities Credit Union. They've been a great sponsor of our SCORE BizTalk program and the chapter. Albertson Haling CPAs, Randy mentioned Kurt Haling is going to be one of the presenters on May 6th at the Affordable Health Care Act presentation. Want to thank Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his team over there at the Business Law Boutique. Also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh. Those folks were gracious enough to help. They actually did build our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they helped maintain it and keep Randy and me informed on how to run the thing. And if you're interested in seeing or rather hearing previous programs, go to biztalkwithscore.com. They're archived out there for probably 3 years.
Yes.
So you can look back and see the topic or the guest that was on that weekend and listen to those programs. I would also like to say thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader over at the Business News who promote our program and their biweekly periodical Business News. If you're not subscribed to Business News, you really should be. As a business owner, it's $20 a year.
Yeah,
and you get a periodical every 2 weeks, and it's got all kinds of information in there about what's going on in the business environment in East Central Wisconsin.
Right. They cover everything from Door County down to Fond du Lac and all points in between.
And I also wanted to mention, I forgot to mention it earlier, that in our SCORE chapter, we are 43 mentors, but we service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, which Randy already alluded to by talking about the Simple Steps program maybe occurring in Fond du Lac sometime this year. And our next Simple Steps program is coming up in June, I believe, right?
That's right, yes.
In June. So it's just a couple of months away.
Yeah.
And you can find out more about it at foxcities.score.org, and you can register there. And one last thing, if you're a business owner or someone looking to start and you'd like help from a mentor at SCORE, just go to foxcities.score.org, click on the Request Assistance tab there, fill out the application, and be as specific as you can about the need you have, and we'll line that need up with one of our mentors, and they'll contact you, and we'll get in touch with you. So we hope to hear from you soon. Well, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking with Beth Hutchinson from New London, who owns Familiar Grounds Coffee and Gift Shop. And we're going to hear about her story and a little bit about St. Patrick's Day coming up this next week.
Could be just a little bit of the top of the morning to you kind of story.
Now, where did he come from? That little leprechaun just appeared. Well, you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Well, if you take that money and run, SCORE is going to be running with you to manage it right and grow your business and be a big success, because we're there for the life of your business.
Right.
And this morning our guest is Beth Hutchinson of the Familiar Grounds Coffee and Gift Shop in New London. And we want to introduce Beth as our guest this morning. Good morning, Beth, and thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. You bet. Glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about you and your shop, and when did you start, and where are you located, and what's it all about?
Okay, well, my business is Familiar Grounds Gourmet Coffee and Gifts. We are in New London, Wisconsin at 206 North Pearl Street. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 920-982-4332.
Oh, hold it. I didn't get that number.
982-4332.
Thanks.
Okay. We are open 7 days a week. We're a large gift shop, coffee shop. We are about 8,000 square feet.
That's a good-sized store.
Right. So it's kind of like the community gathering place. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just come to meet friends, have business meetings, sit alone. We bake fresh bakery every day. And
I bet they solve a lot of problems in the world sitting there talking about
most of them do. When I come around, that's what they're telling me they're doing. So it's like a business trip.
Now, do you have any green there this weekend? Is there a lot of green?
We do. Well, especially starting Monday, we turn into New Dublin.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that. And this is our first year to sell corned beef and cabbage.
Wow. Our favorite.
Yes.
I'll have to get up there for that for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent. We have Reuben soup and we have Reuben. So we will be serving that Monday through Saturday this week. So along with a lot of other businesses in the community are also selling.
How long have you been there in New London, Beth?
I have been open, well, I've lived there my whole life.
Right.
And then I've been open 18 years.
Okay.
And I started smaller, about 1,500 square feet. Mm-hmm. And I moved about 11 years ago.
Okay.
You said not only you have the coffee shop, food, but also gift shop. What type of things do you have there?
We have a little bit of everything. Greeting cards, candles, toys. We have baby selection. So being a small community, there's not a lot there. So what we really want to do is just try to have a little bit of something for everyone.
Okay. So the combination seemed to work out pretty easily.
Exactly. Good. Yes.
Okay. In terms of your clientele, you have everybody from all age groups, or is it?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. There's not. Yes. Every age loves to come to Familiar Grounds. If they're 2 years old, we're known as the cookie shop. And otherwise, most people don't even call us Familiar Grounds. They just say, let's meet at the coffee shop.
Sure. Okay. It sounds a lot like Family Grounds, actually. So
right.
It's a family place to go.
It is. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You have a diet of or a menu of different coffees and teas and sodas and stuff?
Yes. Yep. We are a full-service coffee house, so we have your cappuccinos, mochas, lattes. We sell our bulk coffee, smoothies. You don't have to be a coffee drinker.
You brought something in this morning to... What was that? That was delicious. I mean, it looked really good.
Yes, I did. I brought you some of our homemade scones. And
homemade?
Yes, they make them in the morning. They're wonderful. And we do now something new to our menu is our Greek yogurt and fruit parfaits.
Yeah, that's what Ray Waiter scalped up.
I noticed Ray right in there. Was a little quick on that.
That went first. They're really good. And we put homemade granola on top, too.
Oh, wow. So, again, where are you located, Beth?
We are at 206 North Pearl Street in New London.
And that's right on the river, the Wolf River.
Not the Wolf, but the Embarrass. So we have a beautiful patio in the back. Of course, it's full of snow right now, but it's a great place to sit. It's just very, very calming.
Outside seating in the warmer months and right along the river like that?
Right.
It's got to be pretty.
Yeah, and then the seating inside actually has the view of the river also.
Wow. Now, this is a building your father owned?
Yes. Your father was in business
his
life. Mike Coyle.
Mr. Dublin.
Father Mike Coyle, known. He started the St. Patrick's Day Parade with the green hearse, if anybody's ever seen
30
that.
30 years ago this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so this was his service garage, and, of course, not wanting to retire, he kept the corner of it, and we bought the rest of it, and we gutted everything out and just started from scratch.
Into town, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to take a break right here, Beth. We'll come back on the other side and hear more about this wonderful little place in New London.
Great.
And more about St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, thank you.
You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny. Old Man Depression, you are through. You done us wrong.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're here with Beth Hutchinson of the Familiar Grounds Coffee and Gift Shop. I'm not getting it quite right, Beth. I'm sorry. What is it?
Familiar Grounds Gourmet Coffee and Gifts.
Yes, in New London.
In New London.
At 206
North Pearl Street.
Pearl Street, right across the bridge, isn't it?
Right.
You come into town?
Yep, Pearl Street Bridge, and you just go through the light, and then we're on the right-hand side. And it looks, when people first come in, they say, wow, I didn't realize this was so huge in here. So
yeah, it's a beautiful place, and we'd invite you to come in. If you have a question for Beth this morning, and as we have our conversation, if you'd like to call and ask a question about how she started her business or some of the challenges she faced or enjoying some of the successes that she's realized, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, 866-887-1150. And a special invitation to anybody in New London who might be listening this morning. If you have a question you'd like to shoot Beth's way and poke a little Irish fun, I'm sure she'd be up for that. After all, she is Mike Coyle's daughter.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about you started your business. What germinated the idea? What brought that about?
Well, I grew up in the community, and it was always we had a lot of businesses, and one thing we didn't have was coffee and gift shops, so I thought it would be a nice addition to the community. My intention was to complement and not compete with the community. It's a small community, so it just to try to compete is just going to get you nowhere. So I really brought in – everything I brought in was not in the community already.
And you started in a smaller place.
Right. I was behind the post office and about 1,500 square feet, pretty small store. My brother owned the building, and I rented from him. Mm-hmm. And it had previously been a flower shop, so I didn't have to do too much work, so it was – a little bit easier startup.
And how long were you there before you?
I was there for about 8 years.
Okay.
And can you kind of tell us a little bit of some of the steps or how you handle planning the business, getting it started, and so on?
Started planning probably 2 years before I did open. I went around and talked to other business owners of the same type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, asked them, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you know, that's really a big help because if from the outside in, it looks easy.
Right, right.
And there's just a lot more work behind the scenes than anybody realizes.
Absolutely. And like you said, you asked a lot of people that were already in the business. They're usually one of your best sources of information.
Oh, absolutely.
Had you ever worked in this style of business before?
Well, I've always been in customer service, retail, you know, so I've always worked with the public.
Okay.
So that's, that business I like.
Wonderful. Okay.
You said something about it's looks better from the outside in.
Right.
What were some of the discoveries you realized when you opened your business that were?
Well, the hardest thing is, you're gonna put a lot of hours in. You know, I guess I say I punched in 18 years ago and I haven't punched out yet.
Yeah, okay. And it's not just 8 hours a day.
No, absolutely. That would be vacation time.
you have to work on your business as well as in your business.
Right.
And then you have employees.
Correct.
And there are challenges working with employees.
Yes.
Making sure they convey the same image to the customer that you want conveyed.
Yep, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we really want great customer service. You know, when you have a small business, that's what's going to keep you afloat.
It's a lot of training and communicating, isn't it?
Right, the training. And the training gets expensive. So, again, that's another expense in the business that not everybody realizes that they're going to encounter.
How's your current staff? I mean, it sounds like you've got a really great staff of, now maybe coming up, it's leprechauns, but a good staff of employees.
No, we have a wonderful staff. I mean, if I had to handpick them, I would keep them all right now. So, and we've had past that have retired employees. And so we've always had a really great staff. So very fortunate.
You and I know you're very much involved in the community there. And just following up on talking about staffing, there's a program there that you're part of that helps you with your staffing process.
Correct. We do work with like Wapaka County Industries. They are trying to get people in the workforce that, you know, need a little bit of assistance. So we allow them to come in and we treat them just like our employees, and because we want them to be able, if we're not going to hire them, that they can get out in the workforce and have some job skills before they get out there.
Okay, and how long does do these kinds of workers stay with you?
You know, usually about 6 weeks we'll have them.
Okay.
And, you know, and we really enjoy working with them, and we enjoy, you know, just we want them to succeed.
Okay, so they're learning all of the people skills that they need to go on to other things.
Exactly.
Wonderful program. Okay.
Yeah, it is really nice. We're really fortunate to have them also. And then we also work with DECA, Missy Polrath at the high school.
Oh, yeah.
And
good program.
Oh, it's wonderful. And we've had several students, and we really enjoy working with them.
Okay. And again, they get the idea of what it's like to handle cash and work with customers and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. And then this last year, the students had to start a business.
Oh, okay.
So we invited them. This was, they were going to do a retail store.
All right.
So we gave them some space in our store.
Oh.
And they were there probably about a month. And so we worked with them. They had to do everything, start up to closing the store, you know, making all the purchases, the finances, the legal.
Marketing.
So they really enjoyed it, and we really enjoyed it. And we had just met with them, and they want to come back next year.
Wonderful. So that should be a super deal.
You know, Randy, this is really a great example. Like Beth said in her opening statement, she wanted to give something back to the community and fit into the community with her business when she had that idea. She lived it. She carried it out. And
right.
She doesn't stop. It's just a, but it's a coil tradition, too.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
But I think it's so wonderful that you recognize as an entrepreneur the value of giving back to the community, and that brings more business, and nobody loses in this.
Right. No, absolutely. We right now are also working with two new businesses in town, Amanda Cupcake and Magnolia's Cakery, and we sell their bakery in our store, and we work well with them, and it's been wonderful.
Does New London have a Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, they do. They have a wonderful chamber.
And obviously, you must be a member of that chamber.
Yes, I've opened, and it's wonderful. In fact, that's how I found out about SCORE. Mary Lou with SCORE came and did a presentation. The chamber puts on events. And, you know, it's not just for new businesses, because I've been in business for 18 years.
And that was what I was going to ask you, because you're working with Tony as a SCORE client. After 18 years, what brings you to that decision?
Well, I just I went on the website and I looked at it, and I thought it's really not just for new businesses. Of course, I think it would be really helpful for the new businesses, but I just had some questions and concerns that I wanted to talk to. I've been open for 18 years, and I'm not going to be able to keep my store forever. And so I said, you know, what happens, you know, what do I do to prepare for my retirement years? And because I don't want my business to go away.
That's really strategic thinking, really good thinking, because everybody starts a business, they want to make a profit, and they're only going to do two things with that business. They're either going to sell it or give it to their children, or they're going to close it down.
Correct.
So why not try to make a plan and see if they can sell it or transition it to someone and keep it going?
Well, I think that's important, because what did happen when I did move my store, it was full of retail, and all those retail stores closed because they just said it was time, and nobody would buy the business. So I wish somebody would have purchased the businesses.
Right.
And so I want my business to stay there forever.
Okay.
Yep. So even if I'm not here.
It's and, really and rather than waiting till 2 days before you want to retire, it's a good time to start now.
Well, right. It's like preparing. And Tony was real good, and he said, you know, it's really about the numbers and what the business looks like, and, you know, what to do. So
We'll start planning now.
Yeah, we're going to meet again. He's going to be in town next week, Friday, at Familiar Grounds. So if you want to meet Tony, stop in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the coffee's going to be great.
Absolutely.
And the corned beef and cabbage.
Okay, talking about next week coming up with Monday being St. Patrick's Day and New London becoming New Dublin, I understand you're very much involved in the New Dublin program, going to be taking part in a lot of stuff. What all is that all about, and how did you get involved with that?
Well, my father, Mike Coyle, started the parade with the hearse, okay. And so, we, I guess, had no choice. We were just there. So he did pass away a year ago, so we really miss him. And but so this year we are going to be judges in the parade, me and my sisters.
Okay.
And looking forward
mother,
to that.
Your mother is, what's she going to do?
Yes, and my mother is the Grand Marshal.
That's a great thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
there's a great story in the New London paper. This latest issue, a picture of your mom and dad in there.
Yep.
And they look very good. Very,
yeah.
And your mother said that it was the first time your dad saw the whole parade?
He became ill, and he was always in the parade. So the last year, it was about 70 degrees.
Yeah.
And he got to sit in his wheelchair and watch the whole parade, and he just was so happy. So that was a blessing.
Your dad was the guy behind the hearse with the...
Yes, Father Mike Coyle, yes.
With Finnegan's Wake?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes. They drive the green hearse, and then the casket falls out the back.
People who aren't familiar with the New Dublin program, it's not just going to be Monday, too. I see you have things roll all the way through the week.
Yep, and you can go on the Chamber website, and they'll have a link to that. My website, I put links... I'll put a link to it. I have it on Facebook. But it's definitely something to come and see if you have not been there. At least 20,000 people will come to watch the parade.
What day is that parade on?
The parade is next week, Saturday.
Saturday. What time does that start?
I believe that's at 1 o'clock is the parade. And then they have music after the parade. But all week long, every restaurant, everybody goes green. It's a fun week. Great.
Once again, if you have a question for Beth, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150, or if you're outside Appleton. It might be long distance from New London, right? Is that a long distance to Appleton?
I don't believe it is.
Okay. 866-887-1150 if you're a long distance away. Call us about Beth's business or St. Patty's Day if you want to chat about St. Patty's Day, if you have any great memories of that special event.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You mentioned you're putting stuff up, a link up on your website here. I'm looking at the site itself and thinking, is this one of your primary marketing programs or do you have other marketing programs that you get involved with?
Well, we do a lot on Facebook, and then we also have we have a lot of regular customers. So we do have emails that we send out. You can join our email list. You can join that from our website, and we don't overload you with them. We maybe once, twice a week, we'll let you know what's happening in the store or the community. We like to promote them also.
And I see you added, as you mentioned, Magnolia, and you also added a photography shop here to your website. Is that a marketing arrangement you have with them?
Well, Magnolia Cakery was looking for a place to put her business, and we offered to rent her our kitchen to get started, and she has since left and she's renting elsewhere because she needed more space, but we still work with her and sell her cheesecakes.
Okay.
Brianne Photography is through the school.
Okay.
So she's a student and wonderful photographer, loves photography, and so she takes photos for our website, and she also takes photos for Facebook, so anything we need. So.
And then do they cross-link with you? You have your material linked onto theirs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So excellent way to get more bang for your buck out of your websites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, yeah, I like to work with, we have three new stores in New London, and so we've been promoting those. We have a new antique mall, and we have some resale shops, and they're doing great, and we jumped in immediately to try to help promote them. Because,
wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Again, for a small business, you can't do it all alone. So find as many helpful places as you can start with. That's a great way to go.
Yep. What I like about the Familiar Grounds, and I can't wait to get there, especially in a summer day, is to sit on that patio
and enjoy
the outdoors. And then in the fall, when the colors are changing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now, I have to ask you this. from the patio, can you put a fishing line in the river?
They have done that, absolutely, so feel free. Why well, wouldn't you?
The walleye run's not too far
yes,
away.
Yes, absolutely.
Know, and a lot of fishermen are in yeah. New London.
Oh, yeah. Fishing is huge in New London.
Beth, share with us, if you could, what was probably one of your greatest successes in the business? What made you feel the best about having started the business and... You have 18 years behind you, and you're planning for more years?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
What's a big success?
Well, I guess, well, when we did move, you know, I guess we, at our other location, we were too small. And so it was either close or grow because, you know, people would drive by and say, well, I didn't stop because there was nowhere to park. So that's a good problem to have, but also a bad one. So moving was wonderful. Everybody was excited. And I'd also have to say that I really can't go anywhere in town without somebody thanking me for having my store and saying,
wow, that's nice.
You know, yeah, it is. That's
valuable.
What keeps me going. If I have a bad day, somebody will appear and tell me how thankful they are. And that makes me feel better.
Well, you're giving back to the community. You've described some of the things you do and people appreciate that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's priceless.
Right.
That's absolutely priceless. What was a big challenge you faced and you were able to get through that and overcome it and come through successfully on the other side?
Well, there's big challenges actually every day. So, the biggest one is it's hard to, I guess, about what to do next is probably one of my big challenges is, when I first started, it was real simple. You know, just did the same thing all the time. And now the times are changing. The way people spend are changing, what they want. So our biggest challenge is, you know, what do I move forward with?
Even handling all the inventory is a challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
You were describing before the show that it's harder. It's in and out now. It's in and out.
Yeah. You get it in, you get it out because people want new. And I have about 400 vendors. So, you know, just making the right choices.
Yeah.
You know, so we look for feedback from our customers.
Do you have any promotions or anything you want to mention?
Anybody that's listening on the radio, we would like to invite in, if they heard our broadcast, to come to Familiar Grounds this next week. And we will offer them $1 off any beverage.
Wow.
Purchase.
What a great week to do that, St. Patty's Week.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about it being obviously a 24/7 kind of program that you end up working. Reality, what are the store hours?
We are open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Sundays, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Great. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the show with Beth. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Beth Hutchinson of the Familiar Grounds in New London, right across from the bridge, 206 North Pearl Street.
Correct.
And we've been listening to how Beth has started her business and grown her business, and now she's in a beautiful 8,000-square-foot facility on the Embarrass River with an outdoor patio with a beautiful scene. And for you guys and gals who like to fish, you can even drop a line in the water.
Exactly. Not a problem.
And they serve all the beverages, the coffee, the sodas.
Right, exactly. And not just for coffee drinkers. So some people say, oh, I don't drink coffee. I wouldn't come in. Well, it's not, you know, that's just a small portion.
It's a social place.
It is. It's definitely the gathering place.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we also will invite for showers. You know, we have a little river room. We can close the door. People come in for meetings.
And
we don't charge nothing. No charge for it. We just we tell them instead of charging, just, you know, purchase something. So
if someone was meeting in New London and they wanted a place to meet, they could call and make a reservation for an hour and use that room?
Yes. And it'll seat about 24 people.
Wow, I bet a score. We could have a score event in New London.
That would be worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know, right at the Familiar Grounds, and we could have a little training session going on.
That'd be wonderful.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
And people would. And what were your hours again? I'm sorry.
Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4, and Sunday, 7 to 2.
And before the break, you were mentioning that for the next week, if someone hears, if they tell you that they heard you on Biz Talk.
If they heard me on Biz Talk, go in and tell them that you want the dollar off special, so you'll get a dollar off your beverage. So if you haven't been in there and you haven't come to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, That is our busiest beverage day, so I would recommend coming in on that day and bringing all your friends.
Okay. And now I've been just playing around on your website. Do you want to give us that location again also?
206 North Pearl Street.
And the website?
And the website is familiargrounds.net.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a beautiful website.
Yeah, very nicely done. So
nice menu selections on
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beth, in terms of moving forward now, you mentioned earlier that maybe do some planning for what do you do with your business when you're ready to call it quits.
Right.
And you want to see your business survive and continue.
Right.
That's a wonderful thing. And I think the tradition you've brought to New London in your business, giving back to the community, you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
You walk down the street and someone says, thank you for being a part of our community.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a motivator.
Yeah, that's huge. Yep. That really helps. Yes.
Do they get a hug?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
an Irish hug.
Yes. Absolutely. No,
okay.
We have the best customers. I mean, it's just very thankful. Very. And we get people from out of town, and we're not just New London. We get people from Appleton that will say, we don't have anything like this. We wish you were in Appleton. So that's a good compliment
does
also.
Does that give you some ideas?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not moving. No, thank you. One's enough.
Just expanding.
One's enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Appleton's a different atmosphere.
Yeah, I used to work in New London, and people would say, where are you from? And I'd say, I'm from that suburb to the east.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You know what? Appleton is a suburb to New London.
But right. Yeah.
Anyway, well worth the drive and well worth the trip out there, though, to get some of this beautiful stuff. So.
And New London is a great community. They really are involved in the community.
Yes.
Got some great people there.
Okay, well, Beth, it's getting about that point in time in our show where we usually put our guest on the spot a little bit and ask for your biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom for our listeners out there who are trying to get started. What would you want to leave as a biz tip today?
Well, I guess I would say the best biz tip I have is research. So, you know, you can want to do something and always want to open your own business, which I have heard from so many people that, oh, this is always what I wanted to do. This is so neat. So research, talk to other business owners, because you really need to know how your day is going to go. It's not about, I love coffee, I'm going to open a coffee house. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work. Business plan is huge. And actually, working with Tony on SCORE, I would highly recommend talking to them because they really have some good information to know about your finances.
Yep.
So to know what direction to go, because that's huge. And it's something not everybody thinks about right away.
You know, thank you for that very much, Beth.
Sure.
And we'll continue to work with you. It's not just a one-time visit. It's SCORE. It can go on for years if it has to do that.
Right.
So. But I also want to make a plug here, Randy, that we're always looking for mentors in the SCORE chapter. And I would like to nominate Beth.
Oh.
When she does have time, she's going to be a SCORE mentor, and she has so much to give back.
Right, and we are a little thin on mentors over in the Waupaca County area.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, if you're out there listening, want to give back to the community, which is what Beth does a lot of, you're very welcome to get in touch with us.
And if you're thinking of being a mentor, a former marketing person, banker, business owner, even if you're a current employee or a business owner, you're welcome to consider us as a place to give back to the community. Just go to foxcities.score.org, and you can find out some information there about being a mentor. And call us at 734-7101 if you'd like to talk about it.
Well, that's wonderful because Tony had invited me to one of your meetings.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, to check out. So I'm going to take him up on that.
And our chapter meetings are on the first Thursday
of each
every month from 9 until 11. So if anyone would like to attend and see what it's about and meet the guys and gals there, we'd welcome you to come in.
And also, if you are looking for that same information, just go out to our website at biztalkwithscore.com website, and we've got a link right there to becoming a volunteer, too. So.
Yeah, and we'd invite you to go to biztalkwithscore.com. We should promote our radio show a little more, Randy, because we archive all the programs. And if you missed a program and you want to hear a friend or hear about a topic, we probably have it on there in the last 3 years. We've been on the air for about 10 years, longer than that, but we've been archiving for 3.
Yeah, well, and, okay.
Beth, we want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you so
much
for your help and having me here, and I've had a great time.
It's been great, and have a great St. Patty's
celebration. I will. Come out and join us.
It's
going to be a fun week.
Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.